Yeah, welcome back. Here it is, Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Happy Friday to you. Can't believe it's already Friday. What happened to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday? You know what they say? Things go by fast when you're not paying attention. Something like that. Man, before we know it here, Christmas is going to be here. New Year's is going to be here. Like, we're in December now. Like, holy cow. What happened to January, February, March, April? Like, wow. The time's just moving fast, it feels like. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Some of the top stories in the news today, starting off, Alex Jones has declared bankruptcy. So after he owes nearly $1.5 billion to the Sandy Hook families, he's had to declare bankruptcy. And we talked about that before, that the amount of money is just, it's unfathomable to have to try to pay. So we knew that that was probably going to happen. And then let's see here. Oh, there was, where'd it go? Oh, the Democrats, particularly Biden, is pushing for a new primary date, like new primary dates. And so this is President Biden's proposal. He asked the leaders of the Democrat National Committee to change the lineup for the 2024 presidential primary. So far, New Hampshire, which is always second in the nation, right? They're not very happy with the new calendar. What we've got here is it would make South Carolina the first state to hold a primary, followed by Nevada, then New Hampshire. And New Hampshire and Nevada be on the same day a few days later. And then Georgia and Michigan would happen before Super Tuesday. So he asked him to do this. It would strip Iowa of its first in the nation status. The DNC has basically, it needs approval from the full DNC meeting, which will take place early next year. The states will still need to set their own primary dates, but it looks like Democrats are going to support this move. So that's it's a pretty big change right there. And of course, you know, Iowa, I just know they're going to be freaking out. Having lived in Iowa for a while, they've been first in the nation since 1972. Remember, Iowa is a caucus though. So they held the first, I guess, nomination process. So they hold the Iowa caucus is first. Then New Hampshire has held the first primary since 1920. Yeah, so Iowa in 1972 for the first caucus, but New Hampshire's been the first primary since 1920. So this would not just remove Iowa as first in the nation caucus or nomination process. It would also remove New Hampshire as the first in the nation primary. Now, if you heard me yesterday, I was mentioning my thoughts on this has been and is that I hate it. I don't like our current process of our presidential primaries, because I've mostly, other than the one time I lived in Iowa in 2016, that was the only time I really truly felt like I was having an input on who the presidential candidate will be for whatever party. Because I've mostly lived in places like Texas, and where by the time the primary got to Texas, either all the candidates dropped out and you had just one left, so you really didn't get, you know, your primary vote was useless, or it was down to like two that were oftentimes two candidates I didn't like. So I've always felt like this stinks. Like I don't really feel like I'm having a say in the candidate, and then I'm stuck between, you know, with these guys. So I've never liked the process, but I do understand it more after living in Iowa. But the problem is only places like Iowa, South Carolina, New Hampshire, maybe Nevada, they're the only ones that get to truly experience what it's like. And what I'm talking about is this situation where you've got presidential candidates who just walk into a restaurant, who come into a bar, who just show up at your church, who just show up, you know, or at Walmart, and are just holding a quick little rally in the parking lot at Walmart. And so you're actually getting to meet these candidates all the time. Sometimes it's organized meetings, sometimes it's some big event. Sometimes it's just a small thing like that. Like they just show up at a restaurant with some people and gather around and just share some thoughts and answer questions, shake hands and leave. But unless you live in those top states, you don't get that experience. And so I understand it. The people in those early states really feel like they're getting to know the candidates very well. They're able to ask them all kinds of things. They're getting to meet them in person. They're not just some figure on a TV, but nobody else in the country really gets that experience. So if we're going to keep it this way, where we're going to have this grassroots, like just then I think either one of two things need to happen. One, you do need to go to a state that is a little bit more purple, that's a little bit more balanced in the makeup of demographics. But then, but really, I think what needs to happen is it needs to rotate. Which states are the top three or four states to have the process every 4 years? But that's really not the solution. To me, the solution is it needs to be done by regions. Yeah, you rotate the regions. So it'd be the northeast, you know, northeast, southeast, northwest, southwest. You know, something like that. Maybe Midwest too. Maybe you take a middle of the country and then you do it like that. But you break it up like that and you cycle it every few years, which region gets it first. And the primaries will be broken up a couple of months, like a month out from each. That way you give the candidates time to, look, if the Northeast is the first in the nation this year, then they have a lot of time to network in the Northeast. And then the Southeast has a couple of months before they're going to vote. And so they've got quite a few months to be able to get around to as many places as they can. And it still allows a grassroots thing. But anyway, I digress. That's cool right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We do still have some slowdowns on Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be right near Dog Track Road off of Kingsport Avenue. It's an accident right in front of the Dollar General, and it's slowing down in both directions. It is improving, but again, expect slowdowns in both directions. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear Pine Forest. We do have some slow-moving traffic southbound right near Five Flags Speedway, as well as northbound in between 9 Mile and I-10, and on Highway 90, heavy traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, and on Highway 90 going towards Milton at Avalon Boulevard is extremely slow moving. See something else on the road? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And then we got a text here pertaining to my third option. So my first preference would be to have the primaries done, the presidential primaries done in regions. And you give them a couple, 2 to 3 months in between each region to be able to vote. That way, but then my second option would be what the texter just suggested. Why don't we just have all the primaries on the same date? So the reason for not having the primaries on the same date is because then you end up losing that grassroots. America's been doing this for, 100 years, over 100 years. Where you get to meet the candidates, and because like in the general election, once the primary's done, those big candidates don't really get to they don't get to smaller communities anymore. They just stick with the big cities, the big states, and you never see them. And so having experienced it, I see not just an allure, but the benefit of being able to meet the candidates in a more intimate setting. And you're able to get that with the state-by-state-by-state basis. The problem with the state-by-state-by-state basis is by the time you get to about 10 states, most of the candidates have dropped out. And so more than half of the states didn't truly get to decide and select who the candidate is. They already dropped out before that. And by the time it gets to 25 states, almost every time, it's down to like two people. And so then you're just feeling like, wow, I'm left with what other people gave me. It stinks. And so with the primaries on the same date, you'll end up losing that soft touch. You'll end up losing the opportunity to meet candidates in a more intimate setting and things like that. Instead, they're just going to go to all the big cities where all the big votes are. And you'll never see them but if you do it in a regional in a regional way, it's still not going to be as intimate as what Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, New Hampshire have been getting over the years. but it will still have that opportunity. It's the, to me, it's the best of both worlds. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. By the way, some of the other top stories, Prince William coming to Boston, and President Biden asked Prince William, quote, where's your top coat? Wait, what? Lauren Boebert, the conservative representative in Colorado, her race is so close, they're going to have a mandatory recount over there. Vladimir Putin signaled a willingness to work out some sort of negotiation or deal, which is very good. And then the rail unions don't like the new rail deal. Apparently, rail unions are blasting the Senate's, the House and the Senate's bill. Now, Biden has gone ahead and signed the deal, but so it'll slow things down for a little bit, but it might be an issue coming up sometime down the road. And then we'll talk about jobs at the beginning of the next hour, as we always do on Fridays, but just give you a heads up, the job growth showed to be a little bit strong. So that's pretty good. And Ford claims the number two spot in electric vehicles behind Tesla, but the gap is still pretty big. But still, that's a pretty good thing, because Toyota was kind of the first on the scene with that one, and now Ford has surpassed them. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Stick around. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. There's a text here talking about presidential candidates and presidential primaries. I think they should all be hooked up to a polygraph test to see if they're going to actually do their job. Yeah, or do what they promise. That's the key. I mean, they all promise something and they don't. You know, I joked about this, but it's true. One of the promises, I was in person. In the middle of nowhere, Iowa, we were actually at John Wayne's home, like a hometown. It's in the middle. It's like maybe an hour outside of Des Moines. And it was about 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. And Trump was holding a rally out there. And like I said, this is the cool thing about the way it is set up right now. It's out in the middle of nowhere. Nobody hardly lives out there. And here's a candidate, Trump, holding a big, huge event. I mean, not big, huge event. It was a small event, but that's my point, is like he's holding this rally even in small towns. Anyway, while out there, I remember writing the note down. I was stunned. He made a campaign promise that if he won the primary and became president of the United States, he was going to be so busy, he wouldn't be able to keep up with his hair. So he made a campaign promise right there that he would shave his head if he became president. And I was like, he's going to break that promise. Like, what? You just setting up the lie. You just waiting. Like, come on. Nobody's calling him out on that. President Trump never shaved his head. Anyway, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives and we'll get top trending news.
We still have slowdowns on Gulf Beach Highway. It's going to be due to an accident right in front of the Dollar General off Kingsport Avenue. Slowdowns in both directions. Other than that, we have typical traffic. I-10, I-110 looking good. We do have traffic on Pine Forest near Five Flags Speedway due to the Snowball Derby and slow-moving traffic throughout Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace and Highway 90 at Avalon Boulevard in the eastbound direction. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, the nation's economy adding more jobs than expected in November. The Labor Department says 263,000 jobs were created last month. A drop in people's alertness about COVID could lead to a new deadly variant forming, according to the World Health Organization, as countries have been easing restrictions for the virus as the peak of it fades. The U.S. will have our best player available for the Netherlands game tomorrow, as Christian Pulisic has been cleared to play ahead of the round of 16 match. And Bobby, the story of the week, giving credit to WKRG. Check this out. So a race car driver named Cameron Latham was on his way to Pensacola, participating in the Snowball Derby. He was staying at a Red Roof Inn in Tillman's Corner, southwest of Mobile. He had his race car strapped to a trailer. As he was leaving the hotel in his pickup truck, the strap broke. The race car slides off and goes straight into the hotel swimming pool. That happened Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness.
Police, whoever was with him, got the race car out of the pool, stayed up all night cleaning it, working on it, and he went racing yesterday. But, wow.
All right.
That's a story that that just stays with him forever. That's a funeral story right there. Never living that down.
That is. That's exactly. That's awesome. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. I got an update for you on recreational marijuana. As you know, I keep saying, it's not a matter of if, but when. Well, right now, there's a big effort to try to get it on the ballot in 2024. I'll tell you what's going on with that next. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 20 minutes, we'll have your weekend movie preview. Got a couple movies out in the theater this weekend. Recreational marijuana. There was an effort to try to get recreational marijuana on the ballot here in like this past midterm, but they weren't able to gather enough signatures, valid signatures, in order to get it on the ballot in time. Because you have to get a certain number of signatures by a certain date. That way it allows the Florida Supreme Court to review the ballot language to make sure it's okay. So you've got to have at least 891,589 valid signatures. That's weird. Now they've got a year to do it. They got about a year to do it. And thus far, they have about 50,000. So that's a long ways to go. When you got a year. Now they only started collecting the signatures just a couple of months ago, because like I said, the last effort failed. But they're trying to get it on the ballot. If they can get it on the ballot, well, I'm pretty sure the voters will vote yes to make marijuana legal recreationally as well.